Pán vor je vor po je vor winsor po. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we probably hear one of the most often quoted and recognizable verses in the entire New Testament. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this quote by St. John the Evangelist speaks about Christ, naturally, but the key word that he uses is believe. Believe. And believe is mentioned many, many times in the Gospels, all four of them. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels, the word believe is used 30 times together. In all three of those Gospels, it's used about 30 times. 11 times in Matthew, 10 times in Mark, 9 times in Luke. But the Gospel of John uses the word believe 98 times. He really likes believing, and he wants us to believe. And the reason he uses this, and his whole theme of his Gospel, is belief. Faith, these are interchangeable. In Armenian, it's the same word, havadal. He wants people to recognize and understand who God is through Jesus Christ, through the gospel, which is Christ. And that is the same job and the same responsibility that each Christian has, the whole church has, and all the clergy have, is to bring Christ, bring the gospel to people, and to make them believe in Christ. The question naturally arises then, what does believing mean? What does it mean to believe in God? And often we have taught, and sometimes we hear, especially because we're in the Bible Belt here, we often are taught and told by others that believing is an inner expression, an inner psychological act. That we make a decision to do something, and that means we have changed. It's almost like saying, I believe that tomorrow it's going to rain, or I believe that the meals that you make are delicious, or I believe that today Gerhard is not going to talk too long. This is what it means to believe sometimes. And that means we don't necessarily believe, but we have an opinion. We think. Believing, or belief, or faith, and opinions are two totally different things. We do not say, I have an opinion about God. We say we believe in God. Sometimes also we think that believing is an idea of trusting. And there's some truth to this. We say, I believe you. I believe you. You don't have to say anymore. I believe what you're saying. I trust what you're saying. But that's not only what it is. According to John, and I have to say this too, because believing sometimes we think it just happens one time in life and it's over. This is what the Muslims believe. When they say, and I don't know how to say it in Arabic, and I think the phrase is shahada, as-shahada, or something to that effect, where they say something about Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, they say it three times, and they become Muslim, and they're done. That's not how a Christian becomes Christian. We get baptized, yes, but that's not the end of the road. And unfortunately, so many parents think it is. So many parents think, oh, I got my child baptized, I'm done, my job's over. Now it's Dad Hyde's job to take care of it. Believing for John and for Christ, and all the church fathers say this, believing is not an act that happens once in life and it's over, but it's an entire lifestyle. We put our faith, our belief, to action. We are constantly showing our faith in this world. To believe means to live like Christ. I say that again. To believe means live like Christ. Not just trusting in Christ with our heart and with our mind, but trusting in Christ and living in Christ our entire way of living. That means the quality of our life determines our faith. That means if we say, I believe in God, but I go and steal, or I believe in God and I do this, or I believe in God and I do that, that means you don't believe in God. It's the opposite of believing. You have an opinion of God that he is going to be forgiving and that he's going to still love you even though you do all these bad things. And yes, there's certain truth to that. But true belief is living Christ and showing Christ to others through our actions, through our words, and through our deeds. If we hear the passage of John 3:16 replacing the word believe with another word, it has a completely different meaning. When we hear it now and we have the word lives instead of believes, we have a different understanding. When John says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should live like him should not perish, but have everlasting life, it's completely different. It doesn't mean I just have to believe one time and it's over, but it does mean that I have to live an entire lifestyle that's pleasing to God. So the question then becomes, who inherits eternal life? And it's, again, not just someone who just confesses. That's one part of it, but it's not the whole thing. It's not just someone who says, I know God exists. St. James in the Bible says that even the demons know that God exists, and they believe and they tremble. So it's not just believing, but it's living and practicing our life constantly, our faith constantly, both privately and publicly. This means that we need to feed the poor and feed the hungry, care for those who are less fortunate, visit the helpless and defend the helpless, and probably the most difficult part of being a Christian is loving and forgiving our enemies. It's hard to do it when it's in our family, let alone people overseas. So when Christ says, love your enemies and pray for them, he's not just talking about Deacon Kikranubi down the street, but he's talking about the Turks, the Azeris, the Russians, the Persians, and any others that have. There's many, unfortunately, in our history. This means that we are called to love them, to forgive them, and to bring them to Christ. Because again, as I've always preached, what greater victory does the gospel have than making your very persecutor your brother? St. Gregory the Illuminator did this with King Diderot in our history. King Diderot persecuted him, sent him to a prison for 14 years and forgot about him. And St. Gregory came out, and what did he do? He didn't say, no, I don't want anything to do with you. But he blessed him. He baptized him. He healed him. And then we became Christian because of that. Had St. Gregory decided to keep a grudge against him, like many Christians do, I can guarantee you today we would not be here, none of us. And if we were, we'd all be Muslim or Zoroastrian by now, not Christian. This is what we are called to do. To inherit eternal life means to change our entire life and preach the gospel through our words and through our deeds. So I pray that we remember that believing and faith, they go hand in hand. And that means that we also have to show it. One of the great saints of the Roman Catholic Church, St. Francis of Assisi, says, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. This is how we must live our life. Amen.